Nelson for House File 772 and Representative Jennery for Senate File 86.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Carlson, for opening remarks on House File 772.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Governor Reynolds created the Governor's Empower Rural Iowa Initiative through the signing of Executive Order Number 3 on July of 2018. The executive order created a partnership with the Iowa Rural Development Council and also created three task forces: the Investing in Rural Iowa Task Force, the Growing Rural Iowa Task Force, and Connecting Rural Iowa Task Force. Governor Reynolds asked each task force to address specific topics. The Investing in Rural Iowa Task Force was asked to address the rural housing shortage, and the Connecting Rural Iowa Task Force was asked to address the issue of financing broadband connectivity. HF 772 addresses the primary recommendations of the Connecting Rural Iowa and the Investing in Rural Iowa Task Forces. HF 772 addresses two critical components for attracting and retaining people and families in rural Iowa. HF 772 establishes a broadband grant program, targeting the installation of broadband in unserved and underserved targeted service areas with the FCC minimum speeds of 25.3. It reduces or eliminates targeted service areas in rural Iowa by focusing on the unserved or underserved census blocks. It updates broadband availability maps to assist with grant determinations and establishes grant award priorities based on serving rural Iowa, leveraging investments, and prioritizing download and upload speeds. The bill also increases workforce housing tax credits, adding an additional $5 million to the program, increasing the annual program from $20 million to $25 million, with small cities being targeted annually with $10 million of the $25 million. It changes the grant program from a first-in and first-served program to a competitive program, but will honor all small and large cities applicants currently in the queue of the currently frozen program. And for the next grant cycle, 100% of the tax incentives will be focused on small city backlog of projects. If the small city backlog is addressed for eligible and ready projects, the balance of any funds will then work on the large city backlog. That concludes my opening comments. There are amendments.
There are amendments. Clerk will call it First Amendment.
H1246 by Carlson of Muscatine.
Recognize the gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Carlson, for opening remarks on Amendment H1246.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment 1246 defines the underserved area. It fixes two typographical errors, changing the word or to and in two places. And it allows the department to increase the download and upload speed to define broadband speed requirements for servicing targeted service areas in the grant program, and enhances the information that can be presented during the public comment portion of the grant process so the review committee can have the most applicable information when determining grant awards. That concludes my opening comments.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Warren, Representative Orth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have with me today, you can stand up now, Chris. I have with me today my intern, Christopher Paulson. Chris grew up in Indianola, Iowa. I've known his parents for a very long time. He has been a very diligent and industrious intern and has done lots of research for me. He's an honor student in chemical engineering at Iowa State University, and lo and behold, today is his birthday. So, if you would you give my friend Chris Paulson a warm Iowa House welcome?
Chair recognizes the lady from Wapello, Representative Gaskell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Carlson, for bringing this bill to us and explaining it and working with them to get it all right so that we can work with it out on the floor. I recommend that we support amendment number 1248. That's not 1248, that's 1246. Excuse me, my glasses are not good. Thank you. Thank you. I plan to support
discussion, the chair recognizes gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Carlson, moves amendment H1246. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. The clerk will call up the next amendment.
H1247 by Carlson of Muscatine.
Chair recognizes gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Carlson, for opening remarks on amendment H1247.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As part of the governor's flood assistance program, this amendment adds an additional $10 million of workforce housing tax credits to be used to assist areas in western Iowa. In a county that has been declared a major disaster by the President of the United States on or after March 12, 2019, and that is also a county in which individuals are eligible for federal individual assistance. This adds a contractor declaration requirement for certifying a project is in the defined area. The workforce housing tax program will be administered slightly differently from the current program, as it will, this one will operate on a first-come, first-served basis versus the change to competitive process I identified earlier in the bill for the $25 million program. And the process will include listing of all projects in the one list versus the small city or large city. And finally, emergency rules will be adopted for this section of the bill so that for an immediate effective date for this section to facilitate speed for the Iowa's flood victims. And I want to thank Representative Seek and Representative McConkie for discussions about the troubles that we've had in western Iowa with the flooding, and I think this adds a great deal to the bill to address those issues. There is an amendment to the amendment.
There's an amendment to the amendment. Clerk will call up the amendment.
H1272 by Carlson of Muscatine.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Carlson, for opening remarks on amendment H1272.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is really a perfecting amendment to 1247. We found yesterday late, Representative Gaskell and I found late, that there's some language in it that made it look like this one-time grant of $10 million for the additional housing tax credits for the Western Iowa was going to be an ongoing amount, and that is not the case. And so this perfecting amendment makes it very clear that this is a $10 million addition to the workforce housing credit, and it does give up to 5 years for those tax credits to be utilized, and then finally repeals on July 1, 2024. That concludes my remarks.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Wapello, Representative Gaskell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I recommend that this secondary amendment, it really improves what we had before. And I also, the other amendment I approve too and ask for a yes vote. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the gentleman from Muscatine moves amendment H1272. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Amendment H1272 to H1247 is adopted. We're now back on amendment H1247. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, the gentleman from Muscatine moves amendment H1247. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. The clerk will call up the next amendment.
H1248 by Grassley of Butler.
Chair recognizes the gentleman for Butler, Representative Grassley, for opening remarks on amendment H1248.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. At this point in time, I will ask unanimous consent to withdraw this amendment. That being said, I'm hopeful that this body can have further conversation about this language as we wrap up session. So I'd ask unanimous consent to withdraw the amendment.
Gentleman for Butler asks unanimous consent to withdraw amendment H1248. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. That disposes of all amendments. We are now back on House File 772. Is there further discussion? Chair recognizes Lady from Wapello, Representative Gaskell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Empower Rural Iowa bill is very vital to rural Iowa, and I am so thankful that we're doing something for rural Iowa. It's been a real struggle out there, and I think this will be a big help for our rural communities. And thank you, Representative Carlson, for all your work on it.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Muscatine, Representative Carlson, for closing remarks on House File 772.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 772 is meaningful legislation to advance the competitiveness of rural Iowa. It's a result of Governor Reynolds' leadership and focus on rural Iowa and the countless
clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Hall votes aye. Hein votes aye. Speaker Upmeyer votes aye. Williams votes aye. Kaufman votes aye. Jones votes aye. You all now voted. Clerk will close the machine and record your vote. Those voting aye, 97, nay, 0, absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth, Representative Jennery, for opening remarks on Senate File 86.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, this Senate File 86 comes to us from the unfortunate loss of an avid outdoorsman named Logan, and it shows that good can come from a tragedy. This bill requires the DNR to include an anatomical donor symbol on a hunting license if requested by the licensee. Hunter education courses will be required to provide information on anatomical gift donation. This bill allows a minor that is at least 14 years of age and has applied for a hunting, fishing, or fur harvester license to authorize a donor symbol on their license with the signed approval of a parent or guardian. These are my opening remarks, and there is an amendment, Mr. Speaker.
There is an amendment. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H-1077 by Committee on Natural Resources.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth, Representative Jennery, for opening remarks on Amendment 1077.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, Amendment 1077 clarifies that the Hunter Education course is on anatomical gift donation, not just organ donation. Anatomical gifts also include eye and tissue. These are my opening remarks, Mr. Speaker.
Is there discussion on the amendment? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Warren, Representative Orth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is one of those times when we can do something that has an incredible impact on the way we do business here in Iowa. Being an avid hunter and fisherman, as Representative Baxter and so many others in here are, we've had lengthy discussions about this. Not only does this expand the opportunity for Iowans to be generous and forthright with their anatomical gifts and gifts of organs should tragedy befall them, it allows many, many others to live on beyond because of these contributions. And also, it is a very fitting way to remember our friend Logan, who was tragically killed in an accident while out in the field. And because of his generosity, 7 people are now living and leading productive lives because of his donation. This is very fitting and proper. I want to thank Representative Jennery for the opportunity to serve on the subcommittee, and I encourage my colleagues to vote yes on this measure. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth, Representative Jennery, for closing remarks on Amendment H-1077.
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
The gentleman from Plymouth moves the amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. That disposes of all amendments. We are now back on Senate File 86. Is there further discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. I have with me Logan's family, his mother and father, Lenny and Wendy, his brother and sister, Landon and Lily, and his grandparents, Gene and Ed Hegevin, as well as Rick Ramsey from the Iowa Donors Network. They're honored to be here today and to watch us do this, pass this bill. fishing license. Do you think we can do that in Iowa? And I said, I'm going to try. And let's call it Logan's Law. And what this gave me as a friend who was also grieving for the loss of this bright young man was a way to help my friends. And now, through this generosity of Logan and through this generosity of giving, you all now, with your vote, are also part of that circle of spreading this gift. And now we bring education and opportunity to other people who may be affected with this tragedy, and we give them that opportunity to find their hope in the middle of a tragedy like we have. And so for the city of Charles City and the county of Floyd County and the wrestling community, the outdoors community, the law enforcement community, the military community, all these communities that we're involved in our little section of Northeast Iowa, it's a bright day. And there's hope in a new way. And I want to recognize Representative Bacon for helping steer this through the process, Representative Jennery for your work here, for Representative Orth and everyone else who was on the subcommittee. Council Caucus Room 305.